Hello and welcome to the Thursday, August 8th, 2013 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, a quick follow-up to yesterday's podcast. I mentioned Firefox and mixed content. I set up a little test page where you can experiment with that. Just check the diary for the Firefox update, and it has a link to a mixed content page that serves static as well as dynamic content, so you can experiment how Firefox and other browsers are dealing with it. And then we got an interesting attack against DNS that apparently affected at least three large web hosting companies in the Netherlands. What happened was that the DNS servers at these web hosting companies responded with bad data, which redirected users to one specific IP address, 178.33.22.5, no matter what domain name or what host name they tried to resolve. That then in turn led to a black hole exploit kit. Now, there are a couple of different stories here, what exactly may have happened, but essentially this was not a DNS spoofing attack. Instead, what apparently happened, as well, I can tell so far from different reports, that the domain name registration system was actually compromised. Remember about a month ago, I think it was actually pretty much exactly a month ago, July 10th, I talked about SIDN. SIDN is the Dutch domain name registration system. Their response for .nl and actually also for Belgium for .be, they got compromised. So it's not out of question that the compromise back then, which according to SIDN only affected some minor websites, actually was used to cause further damage. Now, SIDN at this point just calls it an annoying issue and that they are still working with registrars to try to figure out what is exactly happening. SIDN, of course, is just managing these top-level domains and is receiving data from these registrars. So there is a chance that the registrars are somehow involved in this particular issue. And we got a diary by Manuel about how to use Nmap to detect if a user is running Dropbox or SkyDrive. Manuel is playing a lot with Nmap lately, so he's using Nmap here and its scripting abilities to its fullest extent to really figure out what's going on here on UDP port 17500. That's the UDP port used by these SOAP messages that are then being used to upload, download files, but you can also send a request to port 17500 to figure out whether or not the host is listening. Now, of course, you can't just upload files to the host or such, but at least you know if a user is running the Dropbox or SkyDrive client. And this portable listening, even if you just have the client running. However, to figure out what's going on with this port, remember with UDP, we don't necessarily get a response. We do have to send an actual request to the port and then inspect the response. So what Manuel is doing here is going into some details on the protocol to explain how it works and what these requests are that are being sent here. And as Manuel points out, knowing how these protocols work then also allows you to write, for example, IDS signatures for these protocols in order to detect passively if someone is using Dropbox or SkyDrive. And Twitter improved its two-factor authentication. If you remember, they introduced it just about 2 months ago, and it relied on SMS messages. Now, there were a number of problems with SMS messages. For example, it didn't support all carriers and such, but the new version now has the option to use a mobile application. With that mobile application, you do receive a message from Twitter whenever someone is trying to log in. in, and then the mobile application will display a code that you have to enter. The mobile application will also tell you what type of browser will log in, and I believe what IP address the request came from, to make it easier for the user to decide whether or not this is a valid request. They do say that they use public-private key cryptography for the connection, where Twitter only knows the private key of the user. So that sounds pretty solid, but I'll hold back until someone actually looked at the protocol in more detail. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.